外昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年4月25号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China and around the world, or whoever is listening.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们以及世界各地在聆听此次讲课的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday to you.
祝大家星期六快乐。
And we get to enjoy another day of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam together.
又在新的一天里聆听圣典博加瓦坛。
And we'll be continuing our reading of chapter 6, when Yamaraj instructs his messengers.
我们今天继续来阅读瓦坛的第六篇第三章，阎罗王吩咐他的使者。
And in this section, Yamaraj is now explaining the power of the holy name to the Yamadutas.
在这一部分中，阎罗王就是在向他的仆人亚玛都塔们解释到圣名的力量。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll continue our reading.
所以说，我现在先来一起和大家唱 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后我们就来一起学习吧。
And did we answer all the questions last time, or do we have some questions left over?
I think we have like one or two questions left.
Okay.Make sure I'll save time for that.
Okay.
There he is. There. He or she. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunjabi Adi Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Gopi Janabalaba Girivanadari Yasodhanandana VajjadanarajanaYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Rana Madhava Kunjabi HariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira VanachariYamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya PrabhupadaPrabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Okay Nashta prayeshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavadyutama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki. So before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest.
因此在我们开始诵读圣典佛教瓦坛之前, 这是多么令人惊叹的美好。
We offer our respectful obeisances to Vyasadeva.
那么在此之前, 我们先向 Vyasadeva 献上我们的顶拜。
And by reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, all that is auspicious within the heart becomes destroyed.
而通过诵读圣典不加瓦坛, 我们心灵当中所有的不洁, 所有的不吉利, 都被摧毁掉了。
And we devote in a pure bhakti becomes established.
并且我们奉爱的bhakti, 奉爱的树苗, 也在心灵当中真正建立起来了。
23, 23 So previously, Yamaraj explained to the Yamadutas that devotional service really begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
奉爱服务真正就是始自于唱诵吟诵至尊主的圣名。
The universal religion is and the universal religious principle is that everyone should surrender to God.
并且之前阎罗王也解释到，普世的。 宗教原则，那就是人人都应该臣服于至尊主。
That means we give up our false self, the self that imagines that I exist independent of God.
而这个臣服于至尊主的意思，就是指人放弃关于自我的虚假意识。所谓虚假的意思，也就是指人想象自己是独立于至尊主而存在的。
Yeah, so we give up that illusion.
因此我们放弃这样的幻觉。
And we surrender to the truth.
我们向真相, 向真理臣服。
Which is, I only exist because God exists.
而真相就是, 我之所以存在, 就是因为有神的存在。
And he is everything.
而神就是所有的一切。
So I surrender to that truth and I serve him with love and devotion.
因此我向这样的真相臣服,并且我以爱和谦卑来服务至尊主。
So that's a universal eternal religion of the soul.
而这就是个体灵魂的普世的宗教原则。
Or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur would call it, the Jiva Dharma.
或者如 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所说, 就被称为 Jiva Dharma.
It's the eternal religion of the self, is to serve the Lord.
因此自我的永恒宗教就是去服务至尊主。
And then previous to that, Yamaraj explained that even though this is the universal religion and the universal truth, not everyone understands it. In fact, most people don't, even the demigods.
实际上在阎罗王去解释到这一点之前的话呢，他已经说到，所以虽然说这是就是普世的宗教原则，但是的话，并不是每个人都知晓，实际上大多数人都不知道，甚至包括半圣人都不知道。
But he says there are 12 authorities who understand this universal religious principle.
但有十二位权威人物，他们是了解这一原则的。They're
called the 12 Mahajans.
他们被称为十二位Mahajan，十二位伟大的灵魂。
And Yamaraj is one of them.
而阎罗王就是其中的一位。
And so then last week we, Yamaraj explained how this process of surrender, and the process of devotional service begins with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
嗯，而在上一周的讲课中，阎罗王就解释到臣服的过程，奉爱服务的过程，实际上就是始自于念诵、吟诵至尊主的圣名。
And then he said the chanting of the holy name is the ultimate religious principle for all human beings.
嗯，并且他说到念诵、唱诵至尊主的圣名，实际上就是每一个个体灵魂的至尊的宗教原则。
And so now, Yamaraj is going to begin to talk about the power of the holy name of the Lord.
嗯，而现在这一节，阎罗王就会开始来谈到主的圣名的力量。
Okay, so let's see the first one here.
我们一起来看到第二十三十节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Charana Mahatmanya Hare Pasyata Putraka Ajamilopi Yenaiva Mrityu Ashad Amuchata Nama
证明的
Charana
发音的
Mahatmanya
崇高地位
the exalted position Hare
至尊主的
Pashyata
看吧
Putraka
像我儿子一样的亲爱的仆人啊
Ajamila
甚至被认为是罪恶滔天的阿加米勒
Yena
靠吟诵吟唱什么什么的
Eva
肯定的
Mrityu Pashad
从死亡之神
Amuchata
被解救
Translation My dear servants who are as good as my sons just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord The greatly sinful Ajami chanted only to call his son not knowingthat he was chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayana, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death.
译文如同我儿子般的我亲爱的仆人们请看吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名有多么的光荣罪恶滔天的阿加米勒只是为呼喊他的儿子而喊出圣名根本不知道他是在喊至尊主的圣名尽管如此当呼喊至尊主的圣名当他忆起至尊主的圣名他就立刻从死亡之神中被解救出来、I continue with purport
Yes please
OK 要旨没有必要对 Hare Krishna 曼陀的重要性做调查研究阿加米勒的历史足以证明至尊主圣名的力量以及吟诵吟唱圣名的人的地位有多么崇高正因为如此圣 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 建议说在这个卡利连带中没人可以为解脱而举行所有的仪式性典礼那是极其困难的因此所有的经典和灵性导师都建议在这个年代要吟诵吟唱圣名要旨结束 End of report
Thank you Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurudev Namaha
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakapa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
May all living beings be liberated.
愿所有的生命体都得到解脱。
And may all living beings discover their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我，以及和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So here Yamaraj is beginning to explain the power of the chanting of the holy name.
因此在这个诗节里，阎罗王就开始解释到念诵、唱诵至尊主的圣名的力量。
And he's speaking to the Yamadutas very affectionately.
而且他是一种充满情感的方式在向他的仆人 Yamaduta 们说话。
Yes, I mean, it's just sometimes when we speak to someone we have strong affection for, we speak to them just as if they were one of our sons or daughters or intimate family members.
是的，确实如此。有时候如果我们在面对一些我们很喜欢，然后很喜欢在一起的那些人，对他充满了感情的那些人的话呢，就仿佛这个人是家人，是自己的孩子一样。
I'm just imagining, you know, the Yamadutas, when they approached Yamaraj, they weren't in a very happy mood.
所以说我就在想象，当这个故事发生的时候，就当Yamaduta 们在去面见阎罗王的时候，他们当时心情可不是那么好。
They were doubtful of their master, is he really a master?
然后他们就是心怀极大的困惑和质疑，然后就在想这自己的主人真的是这个主人吗？
And they actually wanted to punish the Yamadutas, I mean the Vishnudutas.
然后甚至Yamaduta 们都还想着去惩罚Vishnuduta 们。
Because when we're angry at someone, we want to punish them.
因为当我们对某个人感到很愤怒的时候，自然就想要惩罚这个人。
That's the silly part about anger.
Silly part of anger?
Yeah.
所以说这就是愤怒的很傻的一面，就是很傻的那一部分。
Because when we're feeling angry, we're not feeling so good. We feel horrible.
因为当我们愤怒的时候，实际上感觉并不好。然后当时在愤怒的那一刻的话呢，其实是很糟糕的感觉。
And so, yeah, the silly part of anger is we imagine...that if I can punish this person, then somehow I'll feel better. The anger will go away and I'll feel better.
然后所以说关于愤怒的很傻的一面的话，就是我们想象着通过愤怒，通过发泄愤怒，然后就可以去惩罚对方，然后反正不知怎的，然后这个对方就会受到惩罚，然后我们的愤怒也会消失，然后我们也会感觉好很多。
Anyway, that's another topic.
当然这是另外一个话题了。
So anyway, they were angry and also they were ready to give up their lives because they had failed in their duty.
因此亚玛敦他们是很愤怒的，而且当时他们已经准备好就是放弃自己的生命了，因为他们在执行自己的职责当中遭遇了失败。
And so Yamaraj is speaking to the Yamadutas in a very kind way.
而阎罗王只是以一种非常善良的一种方式在和亚玛都他们说话。
And I can just see their closed hearts are starting to open just by hearing the words of Yamaraj.
因此我可以看到，就是当亚玛都他们听到阎罗王的这些话语的时候，他们紧闭的心灵此时就慢慢的打开了。
And so he says, "Look how wonderful, look how powerful the chanting of the Lord's holy name is."
所以阎罗王在这里就对亚玛都他们说到：“快看吧，这个唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名是多么的强大呀！”
Because previously said, this is the beginning of surrenders to chant the holy name.
因为在此之前他说到就是向主臣服的过程的最开始，这个就是始自于唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名的。
Yeah, so we may be thinking, well, you know, some advanced person, they can chant the holy name and get some wonderful result, but not me.
因此我们可能就会想，那有些很进步的人通过念诵唱诵至尊主的圣名就可以得到很美好的这个结果了，那当然不是我了。
So just in case the Yamadutas were thinking like that, he said, look, even Ajamil, who was very sinful, look, he was safe from going to hell. He was safe from death just by indirectly chanting the holy name.
然后因此阎罗王为了避免亚玛都他们认为就说自己不够进步，然后所以说通过唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名得不到什么美好的结果，那么为了避免他们有这样的想法，阎罗王在这个世界里就说到你们看吧，就说即便像阿加米勒这样罪恶滔天的人，然后都也通过间接的去喊出至尊主的圣名而得到了拯救，就没有去到地狱星球，然后并且死也没有去死没有面对死亡。
Yeah, Ajamil, he just called out in fear. He was afraid he was going to die and he called out for his son. He wasn't intending to call for the Lord.
因为当时阿加米勒他之所以喊出主的圣名都只是因为他的儿子的名字刚好就是主的圣名，而他并不是，他当时那一刻并不是为了喊至尊主而喊至尊主的。
Yeah, so this is very significant.
因此这真的是非常非常重要的。
That even impure chanting, or it's not impure, but you could just say that even indirect chanting of the holy name of the Lord has wonderful results.
因此通过这样的一个例子，我们就可以看到，即便是间接的、直接的去唱诵、念诵至尊主的圣名的话呢，都可以带来如此棒的结果。
Yeah, so this is called Nam Abbas.
然后这种念诵、唱诵就被称为 Nam Abbas.
Which it's not exactly the holy name.
然后 Nam Abbas 的意思就是说并不是完全确切的圣名。
There's a slight light of the holy name, but not the full light.
所以说 Nam Abbas 指的就是在唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名的时候，它只是有那么一丁点的这个圣名的光芒在里面。
Yeah, so Prabhupada says that this verse,is proof enough of the power of the holy name. We don't have to actually research beyond that.
Is proof enough for the power of holy name, right?
Yeah.
说怕怕就说这个师姐的话呢，实际上就已经是充足的证明了，来证明圣名的力量，而我们都不用再去做额外的更多的研究，然后去想要去发现更多的生命的力量的，就这个例子本身已经充分了。
And so if we researched all the Vedas and all the stories, we won't find a better example of the power of the holy name than the result that Ajamil got from just a glimpse of the holy name.
因此如果我们去研究去挖掘所有的伟大经，然后所有伟大经中记载的故事的话，我们都找不到一个更好的故事来说明，就是能够更好的故事来超过阿加米勒的这样一个就那么一窥圣名的话呢所带来的如此令人难以置信的结果了，都找不到一个比这个更好的故事了。
Yeah, so if someone like Ajamil could be saved from going to hell and from going and even be saved from death by indirect chanting of the holy name, what is the position of those who are chanting the holy name with faith?
所以说即便像阿加米勒这样就是罪恶滔天的人，都通过间接的唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名而从地狱当中解救出来，从死亡当中解救出来，那更何况是那些带着信心信念来唱诵念诵至尊主圣名的那些人呢？
Yeah, so one of the mantras that Lord Chaitanya taught us that comes from the Upanishads talks about the necessity really of chanting the holy name in Kali Yuga.
Oh, this verse is from Upanishad, right?
Yes.
然后所以说主 Chaitanya 曾经说过的一个师节，他曾经引用的一个师节是至尊奥义书当中的，然后主 Chaitanya 就是用这个师节来说明在卡利年代唱诵念诵至尊主圣名的必要性。
Yeah, this is very significant because not everyone believes in the Bhagavatam and the literatures that came after the Vedas. They only accept the direct Vedas.
The literature came after what?
The Vedas.
Oh, Vedas. They only accept the Vedas. 而这一点的话呢是至关重要的，因为并不是每个人都接受圣典薄伽瓦坛，然后并不是每个人都接受在伟达经之后出现的文献经典，然后他们只接受伟达经。
Yeah, so if anyone doubts the power of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya would refer to this verse.
因此如果有任何一个人质疑圣名的力量的话，主 Chaitanya 就会引用，就会谈到这个师节。
Right. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nashteva, Nasta Eva Nashteva, Gatir Anyata. In the age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way to attain liberation than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name.
所以说大家看到这个就是今天师节要旨中的所谈到的马哈帕布引用的那个师节，所以说意思就是在这个卡利年代，要想获得解脱，再没有其他方式能够像唱诵圣名、唱诵圣名、唱诵圣名这样的方式了。
Actually, I said it backwards. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Except for chanting the holy name.
所以说这个应该把句子继续给调一下，就是说没有其他的方式，没有其他的方式，没有其他的方式，除了唱诵、念诵至尊主的圣名之外。
And we see Kali Yuga is just progressing at such a fast pace.
而且我们看到现在卡利年代是以如此快速的这个速度在进展着。
Yeah, technology is just distracting everyone.
然后科技的进步就不断的在使得每一个人都分散着注意力。
Yeah, so. And so, this another point of this verse is that some people may hear this description of Ajahn Mio and what he attained by chanting, and they may think that it is justan exaggeration.
而这个师节要说明的另一点就是，有些人可能听到关于阿加米勒的这样一个生平的描述，然后听到他通过这个唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名所获得的这样一个结果，然后这些人可能就会想，这个太夸张了吧，这不真实。
Of course, and this is, of course, it's an offense to the holy name to think that the glories of the holy name are imagination.
当然这是对圣名做出的冒犯，认为这个圣名的荣耀是一种想象。
So in the very first sentence of the purport, Prabhupada is subtly warning us not to make this offense.
因此在今天的要旨当中的第一句话，然后帕帕就是很精微很微妙的就在 提醒警示我们不要对圣名做出这样的冒犯。
And he says there is no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
所以这句话就是没有必要对 Hare Krishna 曼陀的重要性做调查研究。
And the history of Ajamil is sufficient proof of the power of the Lord's holy name.
阿迦米勒的历史足以证明至尊主圣名的力量。
Yeah, so one may hear this description of Ajamil and think, well, is it really true? I better find some other evidence.
然后所以说有些人可能就是读到阿迦米勒的这个描述哈，就会在想，哦，是不是真的哦？然后所以就会想，那我还是找点其他的这些证据来证明一下圣名到底有没有那么厉害。
Of course, we should also, you know, put it to the test.And validate this, the power of the Holy Name in our own life.
当然的话，我们应该把，就说也是来自己来证明一下，应该叫试验一下，对，试验一下，来看一看是不是圣名的力量在我们的生活当中，在我们的生命当中是确切的。
We could do that, or we could wait till the very last moment and then.Chant the holy name before we die and see if it saves us or not.
What do you mean? Like we can do that or we wait until the last moment?
Well, then we validate it in our own life, right?
So 顾就说那我们可以等到自己临死濒死之际那一刻的时候然后喊出至尊主的名字来试一试是不是真的这个是真的。
So let's just talk a little bit about Namabhas and how powerful it is.
所以我们现在来谈一谈 Namabhas， 然后来谈一谈这个至尊主的圣名是多么的强大。
So even you know, well, let's first talk about what are the different types of Namabhas.
我们先来说一说 Namabhas 分成的不同种类。
So.There's four kinds of Namabhas. Or there's four lower, there's four lower forms of Namabhas, and then there's a higher form of Namabhas.
Four lower form, and how many higher form?
One.
所以说 Namabhas 可以分为总共五种，前四种的话呢是较低形式的 Namabhas， 而最后一种是较高形式的，更高形式的 Namabhas。
So if you're if one is called Sanketa，
其中一种叫做 Sanketa，
yeah， which means you're chanting。But you have a different conception of the name in your mind.
Different conception of the name in your mind. So Sankita 的意思就是说，你在念诵，但是你的心意当中却对主的圣名抱有一种不同的概念。
Yeah, so he was repeating the holy name Narayan.
所以说阿扎米勒是在这个念出主 Narayana 的名字。
But he was thinking of his son Narayan.
但是他的心里，但是他的心里却想的却是他的儿子 Narayan， 而不是至尊主 Narayan。
Like I know in San Francisco there are a number of printing shops. They're called the Krishna Printers.
我知道，就是在我住的旧金山这边的话呢，它有一些这个印刷店，就是专门印刷。资料等等的那些店铺，然后其中有一家的名字叫做 Krishna 店，然后相当于店铺名就叫 Krishna。
Yeah, so I'm going down to the Krishna Printers.
所以说我就去到他们那家店，然后 Krishna 印刷店，然后去得到他们的服务嘛。
Right, so I'm saying Krishna, but I'm thinking of the printers.
所以说我说我要去那个 Krishna 店铺，然后去印刷些东西，打印些东西，然后但实际上我想的可不是至尊主 Krishna， 想的却是那个店铺的名字。
Yeah, so the one form of Namabhas is you're repeating the name, but you have something else in mind. You have a different conception of the meaning.
然后因此的话 numbers 的形式之一就是你念出主的圣名，但是当你在念出主的圣名的时候，你的脑袋里心意里却是对圣名抱着一种不同的概念，不同的理解。
And then we have another form is called parihasa.
而另一种形式的话 numbers 的另一种形式叫做 parihasa.
So you're chanting in a very joking mood.
也就是说一个人抱着开玩笑的心态在唱诵念诵主的圣名。
Yeah, well, of course, there are many people who see the Harinam party and they just imitate the devotees chanting, but they're just having fun, they're joking around.
所以说有很多人比如说在大街上看到 Harinam 的这个唱诵的话，然后他们就在旁边就是为了好玩，然后为了搞笑，然后就去模仿奉献者唱诵。
And then we come to the third type of lower nama bas, which is called stoba.
然后我们再来说第三种较低形式的 nama bas, 然后叫做 stoba, right?
Yes. Stoba. And that means you're saying the holy name, but in a very sarcastic way.
然后而这个意思就是指使人 以一种非常讽刺的心态在唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名。
So somebody may walk by the Harinam party and say, I hate you, Hare Krishnas.
所以说有人比如说经过这个 Harinam 的这个队伍，然后就朝着这些奉献者然后大吼一声，我讨厌你们这些 Hare Krishna 人。
And then we come to the fourth kind of nama bas, which is probably something many of us do.It's called Hela.
Hela. 然后我们再来说第四种 Nambas 的较低形式，那就叫做 Hela. 这是我们很多人都可能会就是进行的这样一种 Nambas.
So it's chanting with disregard.
It means that absent-minded?
Yeah, like you're chanting the holy name, but you're thinking about something else, and it's almost, you know, like ignoring the name even though you're chanting it.
所以说这个 Hela 的意思就是指人在念诵的时候的话呢是忽略掉了至尊主的圣名，然后相当于就是可能想着别的事儿啊，然后就忽略是那至尊主的圣名。
Yeah, we disregard each other all the time, especially family members.
实际上我们一直都是在忽视着没有真正理会到自己的家人。
Yeah, especially when we're doing something else, we don't want to be bothered, right? So we don't want to look up and smile or say hi or anything.
然后特别是当我们在做着事儿的时候，这时候要是家人走过来，然后可能我们连头都不想抬，然后也不想对方笑一下，就只想忙自己的事情。
Especially now that we're all locked in together.
特别是现在我们大家都被锁在家里，都被就隔离在家，更是如此。
Yeah, so these are still there's a slight light of the holy name present.Even though we're not chanting the name with full consciousness.
所以说尽管我们在唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名的时候没有带着全然的觉知全部的知觉来唱诵念诵，但是的话呢这样的念诵却依然能够带来那么圣名的那么一丁点的光芒，它是展现在其中的。
And then there's a higher form of namabhas.
然后就是这个 nama bas 的较高的叫更高的形式，而这是非常有力量的。
And that's called shraddha nama bas.
这个叫做 shraddha nama bas.
So you're chanting with genuine faith.
这也就是指一个人满怀着真诚的信心在念诵。
Yeah. But arnartas is still present.
但是的话呢 ,Anartha 不洁依然还是存在的。
Yeah, we're still identified with our mind and our body.
我们仍然还在认同于自己的身体和心意。
But with determination and faith, we're chanting the holy name to our best ability.
但是我们是满怀决心的在念诵，我们尽自己最大努力在念诵。
And remember the main offense in chanting that Ajahn Mir was not committing is to chant the holy name with the intention of being freed of your sins.
Oh, free of sins. That's the main offense, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
然后大家要记住一点，就是对于圣名所做出的最主要的冒犯，而这个最主要的冒犯是阿加米勒的那个故事当中他没有做出的冒犯，而这个冒犯就是在念诵圣名的时候是抱着这样一种意图，希望自己能够从罪恶当中，从痛苦当，从罪恶当中解脱出来的这种意图。
So, Nanda Boss will not give Krishna Prema, but will give many other things.
Nanda Boss 是不会给予个体这种 Krishna Prema 的，但是的话，他却可以把很多其他的东西给到这个唱诵、念诵至尊主圣名的人。
Now, Shraddhananda Boss especially is very powerful.
Shraddhananda Boss 特别是尤其是 Shraddhananda Boss 是非常有力量的。
Yeah, so that means you're chanting the holy name, practicing the sadhana, according to the instructions of your guru.
这就意味着你是在根据你的灵性导师的训谕和训示，和指示在修习 sadhana, 在唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名。
Yeah, so this kind of chanting will eventually lead to Krishna Prema.
而这样这种类型的念诵会最终带着你到达 Krishna Prema.
And so in this sense, this kind of Nama Bas is greater than the cultivation of knowledge.
因此从这个角度来说，这种类型的 Nama Bas 实际上是高于这个知识的培养的。
Krishna defines knowledge just to understandthat you're not the mind or the body, that you're the knower.
而 Krishna 把知识的定义为你知道你不是你的心意和身体，而你是高于心意和身体的。
But Nama Bas, Shraddha Nama Bas is greater than that because it leads to faith and attraction and to taste and Krishna Prema.
Faith, attraction and taste in Krishna Prema.
Yeah.
But it still hasn't got the taste, right? Because it's a Shraddhanam Bas.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you can cultivate knowledge of yourself, self-realization, right? But it doesn't mean you have faith in God, or attraction to God, or taste, or love.
I see. Got it. 所以说在这里的话说到的就是 Shraddhanam Bas, 它实际上是高于这种知识的培养的。刚才我们已经说到知识的定义就是指人知道自己不是心意不是身体，而是高于心意和身体的。而 Shraddhanam Bas 甚至是高于这种自我觉悟的。因为 Shraddhanam Bas 就表明你是对于 Krishna 是有信心的。然后你是被 Krishna 所吸引的，并且你对于 Krishna 的这个圣名是有品味，就是在里面的。然后，所以说这是远远高于自我觉悟的。
So there are two types of Abbas.
有两种类型的 Abbas.
There's the reflected light.
第一种是这个被反射的光。
An obstructed light.
Obstruct means that has been, there's an obstacle.
Right.
然后第二种就是指这个被遮蔽了的光。
So, you know, the sun is there in the sky.
就是太阳就是在天空中的。
The sun of the holy name.
然后圣名的太阳就是在天空中，就是在那里。
But sometimes there are clouds.
但是有时候会有云彩出现。
So the light is obstructed.
因此太阳光线就受到了这个云彩的遮蔽。
We can't actually see the sun.
于是我们就看不到太阳了。
But sunlight is coming through.
但是太阳光是从云彩当中照射、散射出来的。
Yeah, so our identification with our mind and body, that's like clouds that block the light of the holy name.
因此我们对于自己心意和身体的认同，这种认同的话就像云彩一样遮蔽了圣名的光芒。
Yeah, so this obstructed light is very powerful.
而这种被遮蔽的光芒仍然是非常非常强大的。
And eventually it burns away the clouds.
最终的话呢就会燃尽所有的云彩。
But there's reflected light.
然后还有这个被反射出来的光。
Right, like if I have a mirror.
就比如说我要是手里面拿面镜子。
It might reflect the light of the sun.
然后这面镜子就很有可能会反射出这个光线，阳光的光线。
But it's always going to be indirect light.
但是的话呢，这个被反射出来的光线将永远都是这种间接的光。
Yeah, so this kind of chanting is the kind of chantings performed by Mayavadis.
而这种类型的念诵的话呢，就是由Mayavadi 有假象中所进行的念诵圣名的时候，他们所带来的这种状态或者叫结果。
Right, there is no God, but I am God, and I'm going to merge with God.
就是说，没有神的存在，然后我是神，然后我最终会融入到神当中。
So this kind of chanting won't even purify you from identification with your mind and body.
Won't, huh?
No.
而这种类型的念诵唱诵是不会把这个人从对心意和身体的认同当中净化出来的。
And in fact, your anarthas will increase because you're thinking, I am God, I am God, I want to be God.
实际上这样的念诵的话呢，就是假象中的念诵会使得一个人的 anartha, 一个人的不提更多的增强加增多，因为这样的人会想着我是神，我要成为神，我要当上帝，就这种想法。
Yeah, so even you know when we chant with a little bit of faith, and there's some clouds, so this is you know dim light, but it will eventually lead to increasing faith and into purification.
所以即便是我们带着这么一丁点儿的这个信心和信念在念诵主的圣名，然后但是依然还有这种很多的云彩在天空中，就依然还有很多的对于身体和心意的认同，然后所以说这个圣名的光芒的话呢，就只有一丁点儿的这个照射出来，但是的话即便只有一丁点儿的光，最终也会使得我们到达真正的进化，到达这种完全的进化，以及到达对于Sorry, Gumaraj, what's the last part? Purification, lead to purification, and
pure chanting.
Pure chanting. 到达这个完全的净化及对于圣名的完全的纯粹的念诵。
Yeah, so Ajamil, you know, he was just chanting this kind of namabhas that wasn't reflected, it was just obstructed.
而阿加米勒的他在死亡之际喊出至尊主的圣名的话呢，他并不是这个喊出的是这种被反射出来的光芒的这种念诵，而是受到了遮蔽的这光芒的这种念诵。
Yeah, so the identification with the mind and the body, those are compared to clouds.
对于心意和身体的认同就被比喻作是云彩。
But there's another kind of obstruction.
但是的话呢，还有另外一种类型的遮蔽。
And that means not understanding our truth, you know, not knowing what is the self and what is God.
Not knowing what is self, what is God. 所以说这另一种类型的遮蔽就是指人不知晓什么是自我，什么是神。
That's compared to a mist.A mist, like a thick fog.
而这的话呢，这种类型的念诵，就是不知道什么是自我，不知道什么是神的这种念诵，就被比喻作是雾，就是浓雾一样。
Yeah, so this mist is overcome by getting proper knowledge from a guru about the nature of the self and the nature of God.
嗯，而当一个人能够从他的灵性导师得到恰当的知识，知道什么是神，什么是物质自然，什么是自我的话，那么这种类型的念诵，就是被遮蔽的这种念诵，像浓雾一般的念诵的话呢，就会得到克服。
So. If we continue chanting under the instructions, under the guidance of Guru, and we know what the ten offenses are, and we know what God is, and we know what we are, then this kind of chanting quickly leads to Krishna Prema.
Quickly leads to. 因此如果我们在 Guru 的这个指导Guru 的训示之下来念诵唱诵至尊主的圣名，并且我们知道对圣名的实相冒犯，并且我们知道神是什么，我们是什么，那么这种类型的念诵会很快的使得我们到达 Krishna Prema。
Right, so the anartas are compared to the clouds and the misunderstanding of ourself and God, that's compared to a mist.
因此我们内心的不洁 Anartha 就被比喻作是云彩，而如果一个人不清楚什么是自我，什么是神，或者是对自我和神有这种错误的理解的话，那么这个就被比喻作是浓雾。
But I know myself, you know, I mean where I live, especially now it's getting more spring and summer, the daytime is very sunny.
所以我就拿我住的地方举个例子，就我住的这儿的话呢，现在是春夏之际，然后白天的时候就阳光就非常的明亮。
Like if I look out my window, there's no cloud in the sky right now.
就像现在我要是眼睛往窗子外面望的话，看的话，然后根本就是天上是万里无云。
And I can see the sun. It's a little bit, it's not overhead. It's starting to set, you know, more towards the ocean. And I only live about 10-minute walk from the ocean.
Nice. 然后所以说如果我看着这个太阳的话呢，我能看到太阳还不是在我的这个脑袋的正上面，而是即将就已经开始降落了。然后它是要这个太阳是在我家这边的话是往海洋的那个方向在下沉，就是要这个因为咕噜那边是那个下午嘛，就下午快到下午晚上的时候，就我住的地方离这个海边大概就走路十分钟的样子。
Yeah, so the sun is, you know, still high in the sky, and the heat is very strong.
但现在的话，太阳还是挺高的，这个位置挺高，然后这个热量还是挺大的。
But as it gets lower in the sky and starts to set, then there's not so much heat.
但是随着太阳这个不断的下降然后下沉它的这个热量的话呢就会极大的减少。
And then the fog and clouds start to form over the ocean.
然后此时的话由于这个温度下降在海洋上就会形成很多的这个云彩和雾气。
And then at night time,all of that fog and all of those clouds come over my house.
然后到了晚上的时候，这个海洋上形成的这些雾啊，然后云彩啊，然后就会飘到我家的顶上。
And nighttime it's foggy, almost wet.
然后到晚上的时候，我家这边就整个这边地区的话呢，就感觉都是非常全是雾，然后湿漉漉的那种感觉。
In fact, there's a particular kind of redwood tree around, not so much near my house, but nearby. They're gigantic. They're the biggest trees in the world. And they actually were able to take the water from the fog. And that's how they get their water.
哦，嗯，实际上就是在加利福尼亚这边的话呢，就我家的附近有一种很出名的、世界知名的一种树木，叫做红木。这种红色木头的这种树的话呢，是全世界就是体型最大的树。然后他们这个吸取水分是怎么吸取的？就直接从空气当中，从这个雾当中就把水分给吸走了。
And then the morning when the sun rises, you can't see the sun because it's so foggy.
嗯，而早上刚起床的时候的话呢，根本人是看不到太阳的，因为这边的雾太浓了。
But there's light out. At least you can see yourself, and you know you can drive a car and see the street, but you can't see the sun.
嗯，但是的话是有光线的，然后所以说在外面开车呀、走路啊这些都没问题，人是能还是比较能看清楚的，就是只不过是看不到太阳而已。
But as the sun begins to rise, there's more and more heat coming, and that heat will eventually it dissipates all of the clouds and all of the fog, and then it's like it is right now. There's no more fog, no more clouds.And they're all gone, just the sun is there.
嗯，然后但随着这个太阳逐渐升起，就有越来越多的这个热量就散发出来了，然后由此这种热的话呢，就把这个晚上形成然后到处飘的那些云彩啊，然后雾啊，浓雾全部给驱散了，然后所以说在大白天的时候，像我现在这个时间，就根本什么雾啊，然后云朵呀，啥都没有。
So in the same way,if we continue chanting the holy name with faith, according to the direction of our acharyas, eventually that the heat of the holy name, the light of the holy name, dissipates, you know, the ignorance that's covering our consciousness.
Covering consciousness. 因此，以同样的方式，如果我们能够带着信心来念诵主的圣名，并且是在 acharya 们的这个指引之下来念诵。主的圣名，那么主的圣名的光和热就会驱散掉覆盖在我们知觉上的无知。
And so this ignorance or this cloud that's covering our consciousness or the anartas, there are three sources.
Three sources. 因此覆盖在我们知觉上的这种无知或者叫云彩然后或者叫不洁它是有三个来源的。
First is craving material happiness.
第一种就是渴求物质上的幸福。
That's called asat trishna.
这种被叫做 asat trishna.
So asat means unreal or temporary.
嗯，然后 asat 这个梵文词的意思是不真实的、短暂的。
And trishna is a strong desire for that.
Trishna 的意思就是指。对于这种短暂的、不真实的东西的一种强烈的欲望。
So especially we're attached to our false self.
嗯，尤其是我们非常执着于、执念于虚假的自我。
And we see everything in relationship to that false self.
并且我们把所有的一切都是基于和这个虚假的自我、这个假我的关系来看待的。
And the next is called weakness of heart.
而第二点的话呢被叫做 weakness of heart, 就是心的脆弱心灵的脆弱。
That's called Hridaya Durbalya. So Hridaya is heart and Durbalya means weakness.
Hridaya is heart. And what's a weakness?、
Durbalya.
Durbalya.、
Durbalya.
Durbalya. Durbalya. Anyway, 所以说这个被叫做 Hridaya Durbalya. So Hridaya 的意思就是指心灵，而 Durbalya 的意思就是指弱点的意思。
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, okay. Guru 对我的发音无语了，然后所以就说把这个词发给我看看。我现在我看到了，我来看一下这个，看到这个字就知道怎么念。对 ，Hridaya Durbalya.
And then the third is offenses, aparad.
然后第三个这个源头就是叫 aprada, 对，就是冒犯的意思。
So anarthas are, you know, our attachment to material enjoyment, a weakness of heart, and offenses.
Could you repeat what's the first part?
Attachment to material happiness.
所以说对于物质幸福的执念和依附。
Right, or material desires.
也就是我们的物质欲望。
Right, lamenting the past, hoping for the future.
悲叹着过去，然后期盼着在未来获得幸福。
And weakness of heart is basically enviousness.
而这个心灵的弱点的话呢，基本上就是嫉妒了。And
then offenses.
然后第三个就是冒犯。
Yeah, so material attachment or material desires means, you know, we want material objects.
其实物质的依附或者物质的欲望就意味着我们想要得到物质上的东西、物体。
Right, and we want happiness in the future. We're always planning for that.
我们希望能够在未来找到幸福，然后所以总是在做着各种计划，然后想要得到幸福。
Yeah, we want to be famous.
比如说想让自己很出名啊。
Right, we want to be adored.
然后希望自己被别人崇拜啊，钦佩啊什么的。
And this is all the false self wants these things.
而这一切都是这个虚假的自我所渴求的。
But then some people, they want mystic powers, right?
当然还有一些人的话，他们想要得到玄秘力量。
Or liberation.
或者想得到解脱。
It doesn't mean like you're a Maya body, but it just means, you know, you just want to escape.
这并不意味着这种想要解脱或者想要玄秘力量的这些人就是假象中人，就是Maya body. 他们只是就是想要逃离而已。
Yeah, it's a kind of resistance to what is.
所以这种逃离的话呢，其实也是一种对当下的、对现实的这种抗拒。
Yeah, so that's, you know, one of the clouds of anarthas.
所以这基本上就是Anartha的一种，对，就是云彩的一种。
Right, just wanting to satisfy our false ego.
想要来让我们的假我感到快乐，感到满足。
And then there's weakness of heart.
然后就是这个心灵的弱点。So,
means being deceitful.
就意味着一个人，比如说很容易去骗人呐。
Cheating, dishonest.
欺骗呐，然后不诚实啊。
Being envious of others.
然后嫉妒别人。
And you know, wanting to be famous. This is wanting to be special. You know.
Wanting to be special, is this a weakness of heart?
Yeah.
然后想要自己很独一无二，很与众不同，然后这个被归类为是心灵的弱点。Yeah,
so this is also, all of these are also concerned with our false ego.
当然这一切的话呢，也是和我们的假我相关联的。Yeah,
so you could say wanting material happiness is one section. That would be, you know, thirst. You know, attachment to material things.
The first attachment to material things.
Yeah, material desires.
Attachment to material desires. 所以说想要这个物质上的幸福的话呢，可以说这也是对于物质依附的第一种，头一种对于物质的依附，就是想要获得物质上的幸福。
Yeah, so even mystic yoga would, you know, mystic powers would be under that category.
实际上这个玄秘力量，想要得到玄秘力量，也是归于这一类的。
And then we have weakness of heart, where you're lying, you're deceitful, you're envious, and you're wanting to be special.
然后这个心灵的弱点的话呢，就是指一个人就是喜欢骗人呐，经常就是撒谎啊，然后嫉妒心很重，然后希望自己与众不同，这种鹤立鸡群的这种感觉。
So these are clouds that block the light of the holy name.
而这些就是在遮蔽着圣明光芒的云彩。
But if you're chanting, you know, a little light is coming through, and so those clouds, you know, eventually are dissipating.
但是如果你一直念诵，然后圣明的光芒，它是会从这些云彩当中照射出来的，散射出来的。所以最终的话呢，圣明的光芒是会把这些云彩都给驱散掉的。
And then we come to the third cloud.
然后就是到达第三种类型的云彩。
Which are offenses.
那就是我们的冒犯。
So offenses to the holy name.
对圣明的冒犯。
Offenses in deity worship.
在神像崇拜当中所做出的冒犯。
Offenses to Krishna's devotees.
对 Krishna 的奉献者的冒犯。
And offenses to other living entities.
以及对其他生物体所做出的冒犯。
And these also block the light of the holy name.
而这些的话也是在遮蔽着圣名的光芒。
So, Nama Bas, you know, eventually will lead one to pure chanting. It can't give pure chanting, it can't give Krishna Prema, but it can lead one.
Okay. 所以说 Nama Bas, 他并不能给予一个人纯粹的念诵。和 Krishna Prema, 但是的话呢，他会最终引领一个人到达纯粹的念诵和到达 Krishna Prema.
Yeah, so it leads one to pure devotion.
会带着一个人到达这个纯粹的奉爱。
Now it also destroys, you know, the effects of sins.
The what of sins?
The effects of sins, the reactions.
然后并且的话呢 ，Bas 他也会摧毁掉这个罪恶活动所带来的反应。
Right, and it can give you liberation.
它可以给予你解脱。
Yeah, it can bring you to the edge of Vaikuntha.
它能把你带到 Vaikuntha 的边上。
And you can overcome the effects of Kali Yuga.
并且你能够得以克服卡利年代的影响。
Right, and you can become free of anxiety.
然后你可以无忧无虑，从这个焦虑当中解脱出来。
You can counteract evil energies.
也还能够以此来对抗这种邪恶的能量。
And according to Rupa Goswami in his Namastakam, he says that.The holy name is more powerful than the Vedas, and even more powerful than holy places.
Holy places. 所以说，根据 Rupa Goswami 在 Nam Ashtakam， 根据 Rupa Goswami 在 Nam Ashtakam 他的那本书里面就写到，圣名的话呢，比伟大经还要更强大，然后圣名甚至比这个圣地还要更强大。
So.In this verse, Yamaraj is glorifying the power of the holy name and glorifying the power of even just a glimpse of light of the holy name.
因此在今天这个诗节中，阎罗王他就是在荣耀着，在称颂着圣名的力量。实际上，他在称颂的也是就是圣名，哪怕那么一丁点的这个光芒照出来。所带来的这种荣耀，然后这种非常厉害的、非常力量、巨大的力量。
And Prabhupada is saying the story of Vajramila is the proof of the power of Nama Bas. We don't even have to research beyond that.
并且帕说阿加米勒的故事就是这样一个证据，能够证明 Nama Bas 的力量，而我们都不用务需再做其他的调查和研究了。
Of course, we have to validate, we have to validate the power of the holy name in our own life.
当然，我们应该在自己的生活当中来证实、来确证圣名的力量。
And if we have received, you know, sambandhagya or proper knowledge, accurate knowledge of the nature of the self and the nature of God, then we'll have sufficient strength to chant the holy name the rest of our life with faith.
Mm, the rest of our life with faith. 当然如果我们获得了 Sambandhagya, 也就是获得了关于自我关于神的恰当的准确的知识那么我们在余生当中就会能够有着充足的力量来一直满怀信心的唱诵念诵至尊主的圣名。
If we receive knowledge in the disciplic succession, fortunately, we can easily come to understand the nature of the self, the position of the self, and the position of God.
而如果我们是在使徒传系当中获得这些知识，那我们真的是非常幸运，能够很轻易的就到达一个恰当的位置，能够很轻易的就能够理解，这个自我的本质。自我的位置和神的本质，神的位置。
Yeah, and then fortified with this knowledge, we can chant the holy name with faith, Shraddha Nam Bas, and this will eventually bring us to Krishna Prema.
因此当我们有了这个知识来作为一个强大的这个盾牌，相当于就是得到了这个知识的这种增强的话，那么我们就能满怀信心的来念诵唱诵至尊主的圣名，这个叫做 Shraddha Nam Bas。那么最终这样的念诵唱诵就会使得我们到达 Krishna Prema。
Yeah, so we'll be able to chant the pure name in full consciousness.
我们就能最终以完全的知觉来念诵纯粹的圣名。
So, Yamaraj is now explaining to the Yamadutas how powerful even a glimpse of the light of the holy name is.
因此在今天这个师节中，阎罗王就是在向亚玛都他们解释到，那么圣名即便只有那么一丁点的光芒透露出来，人得以一窥圣名的这一丁点光芒，那么都能够得到如此令人惊叹的结果，然后都能够看到这个圣名的如此强大的力量。
Okay, I'll stop talking now and open it up for questions and comments.
OK, 好，所以说现在正课讲完，我们就一起来看一下这个问题。先看上个星期剩下的问题。OK, first the week, the question from last week.
Oh, OK.
好，我们来看上个星期剩下的问题。是一位叫芳香月牙秋天的童话 Shabari 这位 Mataji 所问的。顶拜咕噜，请问咕噜，奉献者的灵体的五大元素包裹体，也就是外灵体和内灵体之间有什么关系？我走进使徒传系有八年多了，三年前我发现我的身体会自动自主律动，平时我的身体会持手印，在神像面前会跳舞，自动完成一首曲子。请问咕噜，我清楚地意识到每天的凌晨时分我在加帕时要打声印打手印，加帕会非常的专注，否则无法安住。我的加帕是唱着完成的，就好像类似巴掌这样的方式，这是怎么回事呢？So this Mataji, I think she has two questions. So she's offering her obeisances unto you. She's saying the five elements of the spiritual body form of devotees. So what's the relationship between the external spiritual body and the internal spiritual body?
Wow.
That's the first question. And the second one, she talks about her self situation. And she has been in a disciplinic succession for more than 8 years. And 3 years ago, I could find out that my body would automatically dance in front of the deity and automatically just finish the whole dance in one song, in one melody. And usually, I would form this, mudra. I checked this word. The mudra means that the hands or the body form certain physical feature. It's like the yoga thing, mystic yoga thing. The hand has different shape or gesture. So she's saying that, I could clearly realize that every midnight, yeah, during the midnight, when I do japa, my body would form certain physical feature, and my hands would form certain physical feature. It's like the yoga thing. And then my japa, I would be very concentrating on my japa, very focusing on my japa. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. Otherwise, I couldn't really focus on it. I couldn't really settle, be situated in it. So basically, I just sing the mantra, sing the holy name as my japa. Like, kind of like a bhajan. Yeah, so why is it like that? That's her question.
So what was the first question?
What's the relationship between the external spiritual body and the internal spiritual body? And I think she mentions that the five elements of the spiritual body, I think she means this for the external spiritual body.
So we have our self, which is our pure consciousness.
我们有我们的自我, 而自我指的就是纯粹的知觉。
Our real body.
也就, our real body, right?
Yeah.
也就是我们真正的身体。
And then the material body, the mind and the physical body is like a glove.
而我们的物质躯体和物质的心意就相当于是一个手套一样。
And it's illusory and temporary.
而这个物质的身体和物质的心意是虚幻的,是短暂的。
But when we engage in Krishna service, beginning with the tongue and the ears,
然而当我们开始为 Krishna 进行服务, 也就是开始于我们用自己的舌头和耳朵来进行服务的时候,
We no longer have the illusion of separation from Krishna.
我们此时也就不再继续, 抱有这种和 Krishna 相分离的幻觉。
So when we get initiated, it's called a practice body.
A practice body, right? 然后当我们得到启迪的时候, 此时我们就被称为叫做一种休息的身体。
So we're engaging our mind and physical body in Krishna service, so it becomes spiritualized.
我们把自己的心意和身体运用在对 Krishna 的服务中, 因此心意和身体就被灵性化了。
So we always have our spiritual body.
而我们总是一直都是有我们的灵性躯体的。
If something has a beginning, then it has an end, then it's not spiritual.
所以说任何一个事物如果它有开始那么它就有结束因此有开始有结束的事物的话是并非灵性的。But
because our consciousness is absorbed in the physical mind and body, we're not aware of our spiritual body.
而由于我们的知觉沉浸在物质的心意和躯体之中因此我们就没有觉知到 we are not aware of our spiritual body, right?
Yeah.
因此我们就不能觉知到自己灵性的躯体。
But consciousness is always there, we're just not aware of it.
而我们的知觉一直都是在那儿的, 只不过是我们自己没有觉知到而已。
Yeah, because our consciousness is lost in the mind, thinking about the past and the future, so we don't notice that we're conscious, even though we're conscious.
我们的知觉总是一直迷失在心意之中，就总是在想着过去，想着未来。那么，即便我们是都是有知觉的，但是我们却并没有注意到自己是有知觉的。
Yeah, and as far as your japa and the mudras and the singing and these things, I have really no comment.
嗯，哦，然后涉及到你问的第二个问题，就是你是唱着来完成你的japa，然后打声印、打手印，然后这种方式，我倒真的是没有任何可以说的。嗯。
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
嗯，因为究竟是以怎样的方式来唱诵、念诵主的圣名的话呢，并不重要。
Yeah, the only thing that matters is when we're chanting, are we self-conscious and are we conscious of Krishna?
嗯。Are we self-conscious and are we conscious?
Yeah, are we aware of ourselves?
嗯嗯。
Our true self, and are we aware of Krishna in the form of his name?
嗯，而真正唯一重要的就是，当我们在念诵、唱诵的时候，我们是不是有对自我的觉知，然后并且有对 Krishna 在他的圣名当中的这种觉知。
Yeah, the mind and the body really they're going on beyond our control.
实际上，心意和身体的话呢，是一直是在进行着的，然后而这种心意和身体是不在我们的掌控之下的。
We don't know what our next thought is going to be.
因为我们不知道下一个念头会是什么样。
And our body is functioning without our conscious control.
并且我们的身体也是在没有我们有觉知的控制之下在进行着，在运作着。
Right, it's breathing, digesting food, it's seeing, it's hearing, all of these things.
嗯，所以说我们的身体比如说在消化食物啊，或者是在听到东西啊，然后细胞在做着各种事情啊，或者就身体在唱在跳等等的，这并不是真正在我们的掌控之下的。
Yeah. So no need to bother with it.
嗯，所以说不用去太过关注于这些。
Just be present, be self-aware,and be conscious of Krishna when you chant.
嗯，所以说你就只需临在你念诵的时候对有自我觉知，并且能够觉知到圣名当中的 Krishna 他的声音。
Okay, next question.
好 ，next question， 我们来看下一个问题。今天的 today's questions， 第一个问题是这位叫大使，应该是塔布问的问题。咕噜讲的 Namabas 的几个阶段在哪部经典当中有讲到？第二个问题，我们常说念诵时不专心也是一种冒犯，为什么也算是 Namabas？ 嗯 ，So this Prabhu is asking that you just talked about the several phases stages of Namabas. So which scripture has talked about this? That's his first question.
Okay, well.There are two books that talk a lot about this. The first one is the Harinam Chintamani, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
有两本经典是极大的谈论到了 Namabas. 那么第一本是 Haridas Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Gurumaji?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
哦，是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的 Harinam Chintamani， 也就是圣名的点睛史，应该是翻译成这个的，在里面有大量的写到。
Now the book, it's a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur.
哦，而这本书的话呢，是一部这个谈话集，是主 Chaitanya 和 Haridas Thakur 之间的交谈的一个记录。
And Lord Chaitanya is the student, and Haridas Thakur is the teacher.
Oh, 主 Chaitanya 是学生，而 Haridas Thakur 则是老师。
So Lord Chaitanya is questioning Haridas Thakur about the power and the glories of the holy name, and then Haridas Thakur is teaching.
嗯，所以主采他俩像学生一样的向哈瑞达斯塔库尔提出问题，就是询问关于圣名的唱诵的荣耀。
Now we also find about how we pass through the different stages of bhakti and pass through anartha nirvriti. We find out in detail more about what the anarthas are.Also in another book written by Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
然后我们在 Srina Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur 的另一本书里面可以了解到，就是关于 Anartha 不洁的更多的细节，就是 Anartha 到底还包含了哪些东西呢？然后以及我们怎么样经历，怎么样就是通过这个净化不洁的这个阶段，就是在他的那本书里面可以看到。
And that's called the Madhurya Kadambini.
然后这本书就被叫做 Madhurya Kadambini, 好像叫甘露的云，甘露海，那个全名我忘了，不好意思。
Okay.
Okay. The second question, he's asking that we usually say that being inattentive during chanting is also a kind of offense. Then why does it also being categorized as nambas?
Well, it's one of the forms of impure chanting, or, you know, not complete chanting.
What is impure chanting?
Well, it's not
inattentive.
Inattentive chanting is obstructed chanting. The light of the holy name is obstructed by your distraction.
所以说不专注的念诵的话呢，是一种被遮蔽了的念诵，也就是圣名的光芒由于你的不专注而受到了遮蔽，这样一种不纯净的念诵。Okay.
Yes.
That's it?
I think so.
Okay. 好，问题回答完毕。我们来看下一个问题。Rajendra Prabhu, so this question is asked by Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩亲爱的帕布详尽的讲课，感谢翻译和主持人。唱诵冒犯阶段和 Nambas 阶段有什么本质区别？如何过渡？如何从 Nambas 阶段过渡到纯粹念诵？谢谢。So Rajendra Prabhu is asking, saying his thanks to you, and also he's asking what's the essential difference between offensive chanting.The stage of offensive chanting and the Nambas. So that's the first question. And then the second one is how to transition from Nambas to pure chanting.
So, you know, the 10 offenses are, you know, within Nambas.
Within Nambas.
Yeah.
所以说对圣名的十项冒犯是包含在 Nambas 当中的。
Because as long as we're committing the 10 offenses, the light of the holy name is obstructed.
因为只要我们还在进行着对于圣名的十项冒犯，那么圣名的光芒就受到了遮蔽。
And the only exception is if you're chanting the holy name with the intention of committing sinful activities and being freed from those sins.
You mean the 10 offenses, that the only exception, right?
Yeah, that's considered offensive chanting that is, you know, out of bounds.
而这当中唯一的例外，就是十项冒犯当中唯一的例外的话呢，就是在念诵时抱着这样的一种意图，就是我通过念诵，我可以继续行恶，继续作恶。而念诵的话可以使我就是不会遭受恶报。
Yeah, so, and then the way one overcomes, you know, comes to pure chanting is by knowing what the ten offenses are and then avoiding them.
而一个人得以克服这种不纯粹的冒犯，然后到达这种纯粹的冒犯的话呢，那就是知晓这个十项冒犯到底是什么。
And then being introspective and looking and noticing the weeds of material desire, weakness of heart.
然后并且的话呢，能够往内观察，就是往内观看。你的知觉，你的这个心意，从而能够得以去克服这种杂草，长在风爱树苗旁边的杂草，比如说物质欲望的杂草啊，然后心灵的弱点这些杂草。
Yeah, we have to be aware that they're there and we have to be willing to let them go.
因此我们应该能够觉知到他们的存在，然后并且我们应该有觉知的去放手这些欲望和放手这些弱点。
Right, like for deceitfulness.
就比如说欺骗。
We have to notice when we're lying.
我们必须要注意到自己在说谎的时候，哦，那一刻注意到，哦，我在说谎了。
And stop it.
然后停止这个说谎。
Yeah, if we're meditating on the opposite sex,
如果我们在脑袋里一直沉思着想着异性
and cultivating that desire,
然后再培养这种对于异性的这种欲望
we have to notice it.
那就要注意到自己在干着这样的事情
and stop it.
然后停止这样去做
over and over.
然后就一再又一再的这样来
If we're constantly hankering to be adored by others or be special and want others to notice, you know, the service we're doing, we have to be aware of that desire when it appears in the heart and we have to stop it.
而如果我们是持续不断的在渴望着能够得到别人的崇拜呀，得到别人的这种敬佩呀，然后总是渴望能够在别人眼中很突出、很特别、独一无二、与众不同，然后特立独行，然后总是而且还一直希望别人都能注意到，哎，我做的服务多好啊，或者我这么精进的在休息等等的。那么当这样的欲望出现在我们的内在内心当中的时候，我们应该有足够的觉知，能够意识到哦，自己有了这样的一种欲望、这种念头，那么并且能够有觉知的去放手这样的愿望、这种欲望，然后停止。
If we notice that we're envious of others' progress, then we have to stop it.
而如果我们注意到自己在嫉妒着别人取得的进步。那么我们就应该去觉知到并且来放手这样的这种嫉妒之心。
So unless we're a little bit present, we don't even have enough consciousness to look within.
因此除非我们有一丁点的灵在，否则的话我们的知觉是不足以我们能得以往内观察到有这样的一种潜在的这样一种欲念和这种念头的。
Yeah, so we have to be present enough to see what's inside, and then we have to be willing to let it go.
因此我们必须要有足够的灵在，才能看到自己的内在到底在发生些什么，然后并且我们能够愿意来放手这些不洁这些东西。
We have to confess it to Krishna and ask him for help.
我们应该向主坦诚这一切，请求能够得到主的帮助。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also taught us that the root cause of the 10 offenses is inattention and pride.
Inattention and pride. 因此 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就曾经教导我们说，导致十相冒犯的根本原因就在于我们的不专注以及骄傲。
So if we concentrate on chanting attentively,
如果我们能非常注意其中的关注的专注于圣名之上
The light of our consciousness will become stronger and we'll be able to look within ourselves.
那么我们的知觉的光芒就会变得更加强大起来。那么当有充足的知觉的光芒的时候，我们就能得以往内观察自己。
And then we'll be able to see the weeds of material desire.
我们就能够得以去看到物质欲望的杂草。
And we'll stop maintaining them. We'll stop feeding them.
当我们看到他们的时候，我们就能得以去停止去培养他们，滋养他们，然后喂养他们，然后继续的维系着他们。
Yeah, and that will also help us reduce the pride because when you see a fault within yourself and you admit it, that's the opposite of pride. That's humility.
而并且这样的做法也能使得我们减少我们的骄傲，因为当我们往内观察到自己内在的错误的时候，我们勇敢的向主，诚实的向主去承认自己的错误，请求得到主的帮助，那么这就是骄傲的反面，也就是谦卑。
Yeah, so we have to do this inner work. It's just not going to happen automatically.
因此我们必须要真正的去付出努力来做到这项内在的功课，因为这不是它自动的就会发生的。
Because when we're inattentive and we're not self-aware in the present,
因为当我们是不专注的话，是那么这就意味着在当下此刻是没有自我觉知的。
We're actually maintaining our material concept of life.
那么这种没有自我觉知的状态，实际上就是在维系着对于生命的物质化概念。
Right, so we're chanting and we're taking a bath.
那么我们念诵，就像是在沐浴洗澡一样。
But then we go back on the bank of the river and roll in the dirt.
然后等到洗澡完了以后，又回到岸上，然后在泥地里打滚。
So when we're not present and we're lost in our mind thinking about the past and the future, we're maintaining our material concept of life.
因此当我们没有临在，而是活在心意之中，不断地想着过去，想着未来，那么这样的话，我们实际上就是一直在维系着关于生命的物质化概念。
And this, you know, kind of counteracts our practice of chanting.
而这实际上就是是在 counteract, let me check that word.
It works against it.
实际上这就是在抵消我们所念诵圣名所带来的结果。
Right, so we take a bath and we roll in the dirt. We take a bath and then we roll in the dirt.
这就是洗了澡洗干净了，然后在泥地里打滚，然后完了又去洗澡洗干净了，然后又打滚，就这样反反复复。
So what we need to do is take a bath and then stop rolling in the dirt.
所以说我们需要做的就是好好洗干净，然后不要再在泥地里打滚了。
Which means to live in the present.
而这句话的意思就是说我们是真正的活在当下，活在临在的。
And become aware of our real self.
能够去真正的觉知到真正的自我。
Now, just the practice of chanting, even inattentive chanting,gradually helps us to develop more awareness.
Inattentive chanting gradually helps us to develop more attentive chanting?
No, I mean guarding against the ten offenses and chanting.
Oh.
We get the power of our consciousness increases to the point.Where we can look within, see our anarthas, and let them go.
Look within, see anartha, and let them go. So you mean, you were saying that inattentive chanting will help us develop more?
No, if you're chanting and you're trying to avoid the ten offenses, chanting with attention, then you get empowered by the holy name,Your consciousness increases to the point where you can look within, see your anarthas, and stop maintaining them.
Okay, understood. 所以说这句话就是在说，如果我们在念诵的时候能够带着专注来念诵，能够尽最大努力来避免实相冒犯，那么这样的念诵就会使得圣名赋予我们力量，使得我们能够。知觉的力量得以扩大，得以增强。那么最终，当知觉的力量得以扩大，得以增强之后，我们就能够真正的往内观看，然后看到内在的不洁，并且能够得以去放手这些不洁。
So, Krishna gives us free will.
Krishna 把自由意志赋予给了我们每个生物体。
So we have to be willing to give up the bodily concept of life. We have to be willing.To surrender.
因此的话呢，我们得自己愿意来放弃对于生命的躯体化概念，放弃自己愿意来臣服于 Krishna.
Yeah, so the anarthas just don't disappear automatically. We have to be willing to let them go. We have to see them and be willing to let them go.
因此不洁是不会自动的消失的。我们必须要自己愿意能够去看到 Anartha, 能够愿意去放手 Anartha.
And we have to ask Krishna for help.
并且我们还得向 Krishna 请求帮助。
So that's how we progress.
这就是我们得以进步的方式方法了。
Okay.
Okay. 好，这个问题回答完毕。下一个问题，这位叫大师的帕布所问，有哪些方法可以让我们彻底摆脱对躯体和心意的认同？So this devotee is asking that what kind of methods can allow us to completely give up the identification with the mind and the body?
Living in the present.
那就是活在当下，活在临在之中。
Because when you bring your attention present, you come out of the mind.
因为当你把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，你就从心意当中离开
了。
你就开始觉知到你是有知觉的。
And from that position, you can observe the mind and the body and see that you're different.
然后当你有了这种临在当下的高度的时候，你就能得以去观察你的心意和身体，而不会去认同于心意和身体。
Yeah, so the false ego is a creation of the mind.
假我是心意的造物。
And it only exists in thoughts about the past and the future.
并且假我只存在于关于过去和关于未来的念头之中。
It's an illusion. There's no reality there.
而关于过去和关于未来的念头都只是幻觉而已，它这当中并没有任何的真实或者是现实。
Yeah, so our identity is just a collection of thoughts in the mind, our material identity.
因此我们的物质身份认同，也就是我们的假我，实际上就只不过是关于过去和未来的念头的一系列的集合体而已。
We maintain it by thinking unconsciously.
而我们就是通过毫未察觉的下意识的思考，然后来一直维系着物质身份和这种假我的。
Yeah, so if we're actually hearing the holy name, that means we're in the present.
因此当我们在念诵时能够真正听到圣名的话，那就意味着我们是在当下的。
And when you're present, you become self-aware.
当你在当下的时候，你是有自我觉知的。
And you see, oh, I'm not the thoughts.
你就能真正看到，我不是脑海里冒出来的念头。
I'm the one who's aware of the thoughts.
而我是那个觉知到，是那个知晓这个念头的那个人，那个存在。
And then the identification is gradually broken.
那么渐渐的，这样的对于心意和身体的认同就会逐渐的被打破了。
And I'm here and the holy name's here.
我在这里，圣名也在这里。
And there's the sound of the holy name.
圣名的声音就在这里。
And who's hearing the holy name?
而是谁在听到圣名的声音呢？
I am.
我。
But you can only hear the holy name now. You can't hear the holy name and be thinking about the past or the future.
而你只能在当下此刻听到圣名，而你不可能能够同时想着你的过去和未来，并且同时还能够听到圣名，这是不可能的。
Yeah, then you're back to Nama Boss.
当你要是想着未来、过去来念诵的话，那此时你就处于 Nama Boss 的阶段了。
Distracted chanting.
这种注意力分散的念诵。
Okay.
Okay, 好 next one. The same question asked by the same, Prabhu. 这位 Prabhu 继续问，内心的脆弱具体指什么？ So, what exactly or what specifically are the weakness of the heart referring to?
Oh, well, I'll go back to the list. Yeah, so this is according to the Harinam Chintamani.
所以说接下来所谈到的内容是 Harinam Chintamani 圣明的点金石当中所写到的。
Lying or deceitfulness.
撒谎或者是欺骗。
Being envious of others.
嫉妒别人。
And longing to be famous or special.
然后渴望能够自己与众不同，渴望自己获取声名。
Now, there is a purport in Bhagavad Gita also where Prabhupada talks about weakness of heart. See if I can find it.
Oh, okay. 这个帕帕在博迦梵歌的要旨当中也提到了这个心灵的脆弱，故事现在就来找一找。
Yeah, he describes weakness of heart and slightly differently.
然后帕帕对于这个心灵的弱点的那个描述的话呢，有一点点不同。
I found it.
Oh, okay.
It's in chapter 15, verse 20.
Chapter 15, verse 20, 15章的第二十节。
And it's in the last paragraph, almost at the very end of the paragraph. I'll just read the whole paragraph and then you can read it in Chinese, okay?
Okay.
While one is performing devotional service in the association of devotees in full Krishna consciousness, there are certain things which require to be vanquished altogether. The most important thing one has to surmount is weakness of heart. The first fall down is caused by the desire to lord it over material nature. Thus, one gives up the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The second weakness of heart is that one increases the propensity to lord it over material nature. He becomes attached to matter and possession of matter. The problems of material existence are due to these weaknesses of heart. In this chapter, the first five verses describe the process of freeing oneself from these weaknesses of heart, and the rest of the chapter, the sixth verse through the end, discuss Purushottam Yoga.
我们来一起看一下第十五章二十四节要旨的最后一个自然段。当一个人在完全的 Krishna 知觉中，注意是完全的 Krishna 知觉中，在纯粹奉献者的涟漪中从事奉爱服务时，需要铲除某些特定的东西，其中最重要的就是克服内心的软弱。内心的第一个弱点是想主宰物质自然，而人一旦有这个欲望，便放弃为至尊主做超然的爱心服务，造成最初的堕落。内心的第二个弱点是贪恋物质，想拥有物质，而这由主宰物质自然的倾向增强所造成。物质存在的问题就是由内心的这些弱点造成的。本章前五个诗节讲述如何克服心中这些软弱的方法，其余诗节从第六诗节到本章末则讨论至尊主瑜伽 Purushottama Yoga.
Yeah, so the first weakness is wanting to lord it over material nature. In other words, we want to be the Lord without the Lord.
所以说内心的第一个弱点是想主宰物质自然，换句话说就是我们想当主人而不想让 Krishna 来当主人。对，就不叫而不想在有主人的情况下来自己当主人。
Right, so then we're in competition with the Lord, and we're in competition with everyone else. We're envious.
所以换言之，就是我们是在和至尊主竞争，然后一争高下。就因为我们不想有主人嘛，自己想当家做主嘛。那么当这样的话呢，我们实际上是在跟至尊主竞争，也是在跟所有其他的生命体、其他人竞争。那么这就意味着我们对其他那些很有成就或者很成功的人是心怀嫉妒的。
And then we become more and more attached to matter and being the controller and possessor.
由此的话我们就会变得更加执着于物质，更加的这种执着于要自己拥有什么，要自己处于掌控的地位。
Yeah.And so we lie and we cheat and we're envious and we always want to be, you know, in a position higher than others.
因此我们总是在欺骗，在撒谎，然后在嫉妒别人，羡慕别人，然后总是想让自己处于一个高于其他人的位置。
Yeah, so we have to confess that. We have to admit that and then we have to let that go.
因此我们需要向主坦诚。有这样的欲望，这样的念头，然后呢，向主承认 向自己承认，然后并且最终放手这样的倾向。
And that requires present moment awareness.
而这是需要有这种临在当下的知觉的。
And being very honest.
并且自己得非常的诚实。
And it's not a one-time deal. It's a continuous. We have to continually be introspective and be willing to see it and to let it go.
嗯，而且这并不是一次做成永久成功的这种事儿，而是我们得持续不断的往内观察，持续不断的内省，然后持续不断的能够看到自己的内在升起了这样的不解，然后并且愿意放手这样的欲望。
OK，
嗯 ，OK， 好，这个问题回答完毕。下一个，在我们培养起对灵性快乐的品味前，怎样不去渴望物质的快乐？哦 ，So the same devotee is asking, before we cultivate the taste in spiritual happiness, how can we not crave for material happiness?
Oh, yeah, that's also a very good question.
嗯，这个问题问得挺好的。
Which Krishna, you know, he explains in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita.
嗯， Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的第二章就解释到。
So by experience a higher taste, we overcome the lower taste.
嗯，就谈到了我们通过体验到更高的品味，从而放弃较低的品味。
Let's see, I think it's 259. Yes, 259. Vishaya Vrivartante Niharashadehina Rasavrajam Risopyasya Param Dvishva Nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects still remains.But by ceasing such engagements, by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
2.59 体困的灵魂或许抑制感官享乐，然而对感官对象的嗜好依然存在。如果通过更高的品味体验来放弃感官享乐的话，那么人便能处于稳固的知觉之中了。
Yeah, so this is describing the stage of Nishtha Bhakti.
嗯，哦，所以说这是在描述 Nishtha Bhakti 这个阶段。
Yeah, so it's before we actually have spontaneous taste for the holy name.
嗯，也就是在我们对圣名生发起自然而然的自发的这个品味之前的这个阶段。
Yeah, this is referring to a different higher taste.
You mean this verse?
Yes.
而这个诗节的话呢，是在指一种不同的 different higher taste 哈。
嗯哼。
是这个诗节是在指一种不同的更高的品味。
It's the taste of realizing that I'm an eternal presence of consciousness.
It's the taste realizing that I'm the eternal consciousness, right?所以说这种更高的品味指的就是一种觉知到我是永恒知觉的品味。
Yeah, so when we're present,
当我们临在此刻时，
we start to perceive directly that I am eternal awareness.
那么当我们临在此刻时，我们能够直接的去感知到自己是永恒的知觉。
And we feel joyful, and we feel peaceful.
我们就会感到喜悦，感到平和。
And we don't lament the past anymore or the future. We don't worry about the future. We don't lament the past. We're satisfied to be an eternal soul.
我们就不会去哀叹过去，或者是渴求未来。而是对于自己作为一个永恒的灵魂、永恒的知觉，就感到非常、感到完全的满足了。
Yeah, this is the third stage of chanting, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
这就是念诵的第三个阶段 Brahma Bhuta Prasan.
Natma.
Natma.
Satisfied within.
也就是指一种内在知足、内在满足的阶段。
Yeah, so we still have memories of the past and, you know, of enjoying the material world, and we still have thoughts about enjoying in the future, but we don't take them seriously anymore.
OK, 我们仍然对于享受这个物质世界还是抱有这种记忆、回忆和念头的。对，就是对于自己曾经享受这个物质世界的那些回忆依然还在，对于想要在未来获得幸福、获得物质幸福的这种念头依然还在，但是的话，我们已经不会把这些念头、把这些回忆太当一回事了。
Because we realize that all thought is illusory.
因为我们已经觉悟到所有的念头都是虚幻的。
Actually, we never exist outside the present.
实际上，我们从来都没有在当下之外的其他任何时刻存在过。
But when we identify with our thoughts,
然而当我们认同于自己的念头时，
we experience the illusion of being somewhere other than the present.
那么此时我们就会体验到这样一种幻觉，觉得自己身处其他地方而不是在当下这里的这种幻觉。
Yeah, so that's the first thing we realize, and that's a higher taste.
而这就是我们觉悟到的第一件事儿，然而这就是一种更高的品位。
Yeah, so we become very steady in Krishna consciousness.
由此我们能够在 Krishna 知觉当中真正稳定下来。
Even though there's still some remnants, you know, of our conditioning still going on in the mind.
即便还是有一些这种受到的物质能量的这种制约影响，它的这些残余物的话呢，还依然在我们的心当中存在着。
So that's the beginning. And then from there, you know, after a long period of time being steady, then the heart is, of the jiva, of the soul, is touched by the Swarup Shakti and we're given some taste.
Taste. 所以说刚才所说到的就是一个初始阶段，然后基于这个初始阶段，在经历过一段长时间的稳定休息之后， Jiva 的心灵，个体灵魂的内心就得到了主的 Swarup Shakti 这个内部能量的触碰。
Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadabhagni Nirvabhanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavada Jivanam. So the stages are described very clearly by Lord Chaitanya in his first verse of Shikshastakam.
所以说整个这个阶段的进展的话呢，是在主 Chaitanya 的八训规的第一世节当中就得到了完全的一个描述。
First, by chanting,we no longer identify with our thoughts.
首先通过念诵，我们就不再认同于念头。
Consciousness becomes purified from identification with the mind.
知觉就从对心意的认同当中净化了出来。
Cheto Dharpana Marjana.
也就是 Cheto Dharpana Marjana.
Then Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, the fire of material desire.That burning, you know, suffering becomes extinguished.
然后第二句话就是在说这种物质欲望的这个熊熊大火，然后就得到了熄灭。
And then we feel peaceful and joyful just to be.
然后我们就会对于自己只是存在着，就已经感到很喜悦、很平和了。
Then Shreya.Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Then the moonbeam of the Swarup Shakti shines upon the pure white lotus heart.
然后这个薛雅这个开头的这个八训规的句子就是在说 Swarup Shakti 的这个白色的月光就照亮在个体灵魂的这种纯净的像莲花般的心灵上。
Yeah, so we're, and that's, then a taste for the holy name arises.
然后对于圣名的品味就出现了。
Yeah, so before the taste arises, first we realize I'm spirit soul, and we become peaceful and joyful.
因此在品味出现之前，我们首先觉悟到自己是灵性的灵魂，灵性的存在，然后此时我们就已经感到喜悦，感到平和。
Yeah, so we have to learn to chant with presence, and then we live in the present all the time, even when we're not chanting.
然后因此我们就要学会能够在临在中来练诵，并且能够一直活在临在之中。即便是在我们没有念诵的时候。
Yes, all thoughts about ourselves are illusory.
所有关于自我的念头都是虚幻的。
Yeah, so that's first thing is to realize that only life exists now. That there's no you, there's no real you outside of this present moment.
所以说第一个要领悟到的事情就是生命只存在于当下此刻。而在其他时刻的你都并不是真正的你，真正的你只存在于当下此刻，而不是其他任何时刻。
Then you realize nothing ever happened to me and nothing ever will.
然后你就会觉悟到其实从来都没有任何事情发生在你身上过，并且将来也永远不会有任何事情发生在你身上。
I've never been separated from Krishna.
你也会真正觉悟到我从来都没有和 Krishna 相分离过。
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
There's more?
Yeah.
How many more?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, I think. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to push them till next week.
Oh, okay. 故事说因为他时间不够，所以说剩下的问题的话呢，只有等到下个星期再回答了。
But I so much appreciate everyone sending in questions. Please be patient. We'll get to them next week.
但是我真的很感谢大家能够问问题，然后请大家耐心等待，下个星期一定回答。
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for everyone participating today.
非常感谢大家今天来听课。
Stay safe.
请大家好好保持安全，然后平安。
Stay present.
然后保持临在。
Stay grateful.
保持这种感恩的心态。
Yeah, we have the holy name. We have everything.
我们有圣名，我们就拥有了一切。
Thank you, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi.
感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, good night. 麦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，今天的早课就结束了，希望大家有美好的知觉的一天。